This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. The United Nations Security Council on Friday approved a toned-down bid to boost humanitarian aid to the Gaza Strip and called for urgent steps to create the conditions for a sustainable cessation of hostilities. Amid global outrage over a rising Gaza death toll and 11 weeks of war between Israel and U.S.-designated terrorist group Hamas and a worsening humanitarian crisis in the Palestinian enclave, the U.S. abstained to allow the 15-member council to adopt a resolution drafted by the United Arab Emirates. In Nazareth, the town where Christians believe Jesus lived much of his life, Christmas celebrations have been scaled back in solidarity with Palestinians in Gaza, Henry Wilkins reports.
This year, the streets are empty. The Christmas tree is nowhere to be found. The Reverend Simeon Bachali, the priest here, explains that Christmas celebrations have been scaled back this year in solidarity with Christians and Palestinians in Gaza.
It's a very bad situation, very sad situation. We see the thousands of people that died, children and babies.
Christian leaders in Nazareth and many other Israeli towns and cities, including Bethlehem, the birthplace of Jesus, have coordinated to scale back celebrations this year. Henry Wilkins, VOA News, Nazareth, Israel.
Hundreds paid their respects on Friday to the victims of the Charles University shootings in Prague as an impromptu memorial grew in the street outside. Mourners placed wreaths of flowers and candles as a black flag fluttered overhead. A 24-year-old Czech student shot dead his father, then killed 14 people and wounded 25 others, marking the country's worst ever mass shooting. This is VOA News. Japan's defense spending would increase more than 16% next year under a record military budget that is intended to accelerate the deployment of long-range cruise missiles that can hit targets in China or North Korea. The budget adopted by the cabinet on Friday also will further fortify the military with F-35 stealth combat jets and other American weapons as Japanese troops take on more offensive roles. The 7.95 trillion yen, or $56 billion defense budget for the 2024 fiscal year, is part of a security strategy Prime Minister Fumio Kishida's government adopted. The U.S. Congress is investigating a military aircraft program after a crash last month killed 8 Air Force members. AP correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
The Pentagon grounded the entire V-22 Osprey fleet after that crash in Japan, with the exception of limited Marine flights in emergencies. Osprey crashes have killed more than 50 U.S. troops over the program's lifespan, 20 in just the last 20 months. The Osprey can fly both like a helicopter and airplane, but critics warn it has fatal design flaws. The House Oversight Panel wants the Pentagon to deliver documentation on the Osprey safety record in 2 weeks, saying troops are in harm's way without resolution of known mechanical issues. Sagar Magani, Washington.
France has completed the withdrawal of its troops from Niger after they were asked to leave by the country's new military rulers, ending years of on-the-ground support. The withdrawal completed on Friday has raised concerns from analysts about a gap in the fight against militant violence across the Sahel region of Africa. President Emmanuel Macron, however, said France would remain involved in the Sahel, although in a different way. In West Africa, Niger was seen as the last remaining Western partner in the decade-long fight against groups that have seized territories, massacred civilians, and battled foreign armies in the Sahel. There are more potential blood donors in the U.S. because of new federal guidelines. AP correspondent Donna Warder reports.
Before the change in guidelines by the Food and Drug Administration in May, only gay and bisexual men who practiced abstinence could donate blood. Now, gay and bisexual men can donate at many blood centers around the country, as long as they're in monogamous relationships. Dylan Smith donated for the first time on December 7th, the day after the Vancouver, Washington Blood Center where he works adopted the rule change.
I've been waiting for this for a long, long time.
The American Red Cross, which accounts for about 40% of blood and blood component donations in the U.S., began implementing the new guidelines in August. I'm Donna Warder.
And I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.